This is a News 1130 special report.
He has a mental illness. He's gay and he is a person of color. And today he speaks up for others who don't always have a voice. News 1130's John Ackerman introduces us to the Courage to Come Back Award recipient in the mental health category.
It's hard enough to talk about sexuality or mental health at the best of times, but in some cultures it just isn't done at all. Growing up in a South Asian household, that certainly was true for Alex Sanga.
My brothers wanted to play with trucks and get all dirty and do all the rough stuff. I mean, I wanted to be clean like a princess.
He admits he didn't have an easy time as there weren't the supports there are now.
There was no internet. There was no cell phones. There was no gay straight alliances. There was nothing. There was no Grindr even.
So Alex started his own resources like Share Vancouver, which supports South Asian LGBTQ youth. Today he's a counselor in private practice, showing not only the courage to come back, but the courage to give back.
What's the point of me going through this if I'm not going to help others with what I've learned and what I've experienced?
I'm John Ackerman.
This is a News 1130 special report.
He was deeply closeted as a young man, depressed, suicidal. Now he helps others navigate those issues. News 1130's John Ackerman has more on the Courage to Come Back Award recipient for mental health.
Alex Sanga of Delta is a registered clinical counselor and social worker, but getting there wasn't easy. As a younger man, he had to reconcile his homosexuality and his mental illness with an ethnic background where both subjects were often off limits.
I was dressing up in saris and putting on lipstick and wearing earrings, and I didn't know what was happening with me.
He started the group Share Vancouver to help other South Asian LGBTQ youth find their place in the world.
There was a number of very high-profile suicides in the community, and it really hit me hard.
Back in 2000, a young man threw himself off the Patello Bridge after being bullied at school for being gay, even though he wasn't. For Alex, this was a tipping point.
Discrimination is discrimination, and we need to stop bullying, racism, homophobia, transphobia, period.
I'm John Ackerman.
This is a News 1130 special report.
He's overcome a number of personal challenges, from reconciling his sexuality with his ethnic background to living with a mental illness. News 1130's John Ackerman continues the series Courage to Come Back profile with a look at the recipient of the Mental Health Award.
From a young age, Alex Sanga knew he wasn't like other boys.
I secretly went to see a psychiatrist to help me, to make me become straight. But during this whole process, I always felt different.
Eventually, he was overtaken by thoughts of suicide. Homosexuality and mental illness just weren't talked about in his home. He would go on to start Share Vancouver, a group supporting LGBTQ South Asian youth. Vancouver Pride would later name him its first Sikh Grand Marshal to recognize his achievements.
I always felt kind of an outsider in the gay community, to be honest, as someone who's tall, brown, middle-aged, bald. You know, I'm not the good-looking young white guy with the six-pack.
Alex is now working on a documentary about growing up gay in South Asian. Emergence Out of the Shadows is being released to film festivals this summer. I'm John Ackerman.
News 1130 is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which raises critical funding for people living with mental illness right here in BC. You can make a difference by donating today. Please visit couragetocomeback.ca.